Hello, and welcome to The Delicious Recipe here on UPRN. This is Thursday, and we're still in February, still just after Valentine's Day. Hope you all had a very happy Valentine's Day. And tonight we are having brunch with Lupper. And that's the reason I put this there is because, you know what, it's a little bit of mix of breakfast and lunch, lunch and supper. And together, it's just a little bit of everything. And here on The Delicious Recipe, we throw everything in the pot, and we just see how it tastes at the end. And tonight, I have three amazing hosts of UPRN here on the show. I have Laura-Lee Potvin up in the right-hand corner. I have Michelle DeRoche down in the bottom right-hand corner. And I have Kathy Bilski in the left-hand corner right underneath me here. So first, before we start off here anyways, is that if you also are listening to UPRN, you can be watching us on YouTube, Facebook. We're going on the UFO gods and extraterrestrials, and we are also going on UFO Paranormal Radio. UFO Paranormal Radio is done twice. And then also Facebook, UPRN. And if you're interested in extra bonus content, you can go to the UPRN.com site there and become a member of there. And there's lots of extra stuff there. And you can see all the rest of the hosts that are on the station as well and their extra bonus content. So first, I guess I'll come around the clock there. So I'll go, Laura-Lee, tell them who you are and what's your show. And then we'll go down to Michelle. And then we'll go to Kathy Bilski. Then we'll go to me to my first question of the night to these lovely ladies that I have on tonight.
Well, thank you for having me. You almost got Dell's Angels tonight with all these lovely ladies with you. All beautiful hair, long hair, every color. You're very lucky. I want to give a shout out to Michelle Millions. I see her in the chat. Thanks for joining us, Michelle. I'm the host of the Angel Rock here on United Public Radio Network on Monday nights. And yeah, I'm also the partner of Dell. So I'm upstairs. So thank you for having me.
Michelle,
and oh, I forgot to say there. Here it says, I forgot about hey you. Hey you's
we can't see him. Bring him close.
He doesn't talk too much at all. He just sits around here and he's just emotional support.
Yeah, he's pretty cool. Well, I'm Michelle DeRoche. Most of you can catch me on Wednesdays and Thursday nights on the Outer Realm with myself and Amelia Pisano, and again Saturdays with Joe Montaldo on the Gray Zone Uncensored. Thank you for having me. Always fun with you, Dell.
Great. And Kathy.
Oh, all right. Kathy Bilski. I'm on the Quantum Leap Let Light Unite show on Friday nights from noon to one.
Awesome. So we were just talking. Yeah.
Noon? Oh, my God. Midnight.
Midnight. Hey, there we go. There we're playing. Hollywood Squares here.
No, what happened was we're going to have to talk to our cell phone or internet provider. They've decided that my stream won't work with yours this evening, even though we're at top speed. So yeah. I'm on my data, so it won't happen again. But that's why we moved.
Okay. So, well, at least that's why we have names at the bottom of our pictures there. But we were just talking about, just before we got in to starting this show there tonight, is the big topic going around Canada is dealing with protests and stuff like that. And when it comes to dealing with this, how do you say it? The situation of mandates and governmental rule. And here in Canada, we have a leader. I call him JT and the Muppet Gang, and you can call him whatever you want. He is the prime minister, and he's put in emergency actions into force there. And I have Michelle that's lived down in southern Ontario, where I'm up in northern Ontario. Same with Laura-Lee. And then we got Kathy that's out in the beautiful islands of Hawaii. But this is actually becoming a global thing because there's other countries that have also taken sort of action against what's been going on there. So we'll start with you, Michelle. What do you think?
Try not to think much, Dell. It hurts. It really does. I'm actually pretty neutral. I don't really get into politics very much. I keep my opinions to myself on an average. I can tell you just what I can observe here in Niagara, because we have three borders into the United States.
Wow.
And yeah, so I think they've hit the one out in Fort Erie. They hit the one up here in Queenston, Lewiston. I don't think that they hit the main one since it's off Lundy's
Buffalo
Lane. Yeah, I don't recall seeing any hubbub down there because realistically there's nowhere for them to go. There's nowhere for them to come in. It's really difficult. There seems to be a lot of support for it here for, you know, what I see when I get out, because I'm usually chained to my desk for the most part. I know I got caught in a convoy going to one of the bridges, and a 5-minute run took me about an hour. They were very cordial in letting me, there's only one bloody exit there before you hit, you know, the bridge. So it took me an hour to hit it, and they were really good. They were really supportive. They tried to let me go in there. They really had nowhere to go. There were that many trucks and the highway was just jammed. So you're going, literally the speedometer saying 0 kilometers. You're just coasting along. And eventually I made my exit and it was like, hey, thank you guys. And just went on my way. So it's, you know, it doesn't seem to be all hostile down here. They just sort of let them do their thing and they didn't stay that long, which was supportive. But we do know that we see high police presence here right now and they're watching the highways.
Right. And just the part there about this is because mainstream media does twist things there. It's not like there's a bunch of swastikas and Nazi people that are out there.
Nothing
is that?
Like that. It's all very quiet.
Okay.
Very, very quiet here. Yes. If they're there, someone maybe chuck them off the bridge because we haven't seen anything like that.
Yep.
So, you know, so it's been very peaceful.
Laura Lee.
Okay, so I'm quite on top of this. I've been talking to people all day long. I know Kathy's going to mention it. We've been doing some energy work things together. We're going to talk. I know I'm going to leave it up to her. I'm not going to steal her thunder because it's awesome what she's been doing. But I wear this. This is my new shirt. I showed it to the ladies before. It says, I'm a proud member of a small fringe community with unacceptable views. And we have a little bear at the bottom for bear hug. I support it. But what I've been finding with talking to people from all over the world is they're getting some misinformation. It doesn't matter where they're watching from. They seem to think that this is all about protesting, we'll call it the gap. And that's not what this is about. This is most people I find that I'm talking to, unless they've talked to an actual Canadian that they know, they have no idea what's going on over here. So when I explain to them that it's more or less protesting what's been going on, what's been happening, and for everybody, it's not just for the truckers. They've been very cordial. I've actually talked to one of the organizers before this all started, sort of voice messaging back and forth, and I've been following it very carefully. I'm also hearing from other countries in Australia, people who have been to their convoys. I believe they're in the U.S. They just made the announcement they're starting in Southern California on February 23rd. And there is support coming from all 50 states. They're heading to Washington, D.C. And what it is, and I will say this from talking from many people, I believe I've even talked to somebody that's been down there. It's been absolutely peaceful. The crime is down 90% in Ottawa. The streets have never been cleaner. The homeless are fed. They've been given tents. They've been given all kinds of things. They have so many donations. They're actually moving out into further communities than just downtown Ottawa. Even a lot of the businesses have come out and said, I was against this. These guys are going in there and even cleaning up like at Tim Hortons. For those of you who may not know what Tim Hortons, it's kind of a Canadian staple. It's making its way into the U.S. So you know what? It's a beautiful thing. We got Family Day coming up here in Canada on Monday, and that's for families to be together. So people are standing united. They're making way for emergency vehicles. The horn honking has stopped. They made a mandate against that. So I want to just put that positive info out there.
And Kathy, right down here.
Just like, that's great.
Can you hear us, Kathy?
Well, being on the big island of Hawaii, I'm a little out of the loop, but I'm not, because Lorelei keeps me in and I know, you know, what's going on. But what's happening is this is enlightenment in action. And, you know, we did some events on UPR and radio, you know, bless Joe for allowing me to do it. And this is a result. This is huge. And then we've done more work since then. So I can't wait to see what happened. It's done. The protest is done in the right way. People are peaceful. Oh my God, how inspiring you guys are. So I want my Canadian hat.
You're gonna
so
get
I can
one.
Wear it all the time and support you guys. Okay. But to me, this is people awakening. They're connected to the creator. They're seeing clearly through the BS, and they're just saying, we're not doing it anymore. We are not going to give you guys, the 1%, any more consent. It's over. So I think, you know, what is happening in Canada is so darn inspiring. And it's being done in the right way. And, you know, we have to keep supporting them with energy.
So that's the big thing there is just, it's a big difference that we've seen there from 2 years ago when we had riots around the place there. And I don't want to keep on staying on the political thing there, but this was a big worldwide topic that's going on there. And we're looking at the way that media sort of portrays things. Like we have also in the media right now, we have this Russia-Ukraine problem that's happening over there. And you have mainstream media talking about potential war that could actually be going in, coming up there. And you always sort of have to wonder, like, when people pull topics or mainstream media pulls topics, that they're trying to divert from something else, that they're trying to distract from this sort of unity of people going against government, right? Because yet people don't understand is that people that are in government, most of them are elected, except for the ones that are elected that pick their people that go in there. And so that's a choice that you all have there. And that's just the thing. So I want to get off of that part, out of the politics there. I don't want to dwell on this because this ends up being that too many people are talking about this. But I want to go and ask, because we have these three lovely ladies here on the show, Michelle DeRocher, what's going on in your life and what's new?
Oh my gosh, what's going on in my life? I don't know. I work all the time, so it's really difficult. But if one must know, I'm trying to downsize all of my treasures and downsizing some storage units and working against the weather. We have a big storm coming in this way. But for the most part, I research. That's what people know me for. I research, I research, I research. The gray zone takes me about 20 to 25 hours a week.
Wow.
To research. Mm-hmm. So when people say, oh, don't you have time for this? But no, not at all. So that's pretty much how my days are spent. And of course, working with guests for the Outer Realm and clearings, helping people. I've been consulting with people and working with people with attachments for probably about 20 years. And it takes up a lot of hours and a week, to which I graciously and humbly am happy to give.
Hey, the question about this, have you noticed any paranormal ghost activity there during this time?
I'll tell you what I do find. I mean, I live in a super haunted house here, and you know, it's not any more active than usual, except for the odd straggler trying to work its way in that doesn't belong. And it upsets the spirit family here quite a bit. So we have to delicately oust them, depending on who it is. But I have noticed I'm getting contacted by more people who I think are depressed. And, you know, a lot of it, I think, has to do with, you know, having to stay home, not being able to just go out with friends and get out in the public, or, you know, connect up with, you know, whatever, and a larger amount of group of friends or family. And with that depression, people tend to, I guess, attract at times certain activity. Sometimes because people think something comes in, it doesn't necessarily mean there's something there. We're very powerful, energetic beings that are very good at projecting energy. And when you come up with something like psychokinesis, they're like, you know, I try to delicately just send links to people and say, if you see yourself, maybe if you see a similarity, let me know and let's work with this. And let's just, you know, I teach about vibrations and frequencies and things like that to try and change their vibration. I always say high vibes, not the way most people think, but high vibes.
Yeah.
And it actually works. I work with frequency work and people just say, you know what, that really made me feel good. can you send me something else? We do it very gradually because people going through a really rough spell, I think you can actually overload them if you do it too quick. So it's a journey for all of us, I think.
That's what life is, a journey.
Yes, I think so.
Laura Lee.
Well, I'm going to build on that with what Michelle has said. I agree 100% with everything you've said. But the other thing I think, we're usually on the same page because most of the three ladies here work with energy, right?
That's right.
Yeah. I've sort of noticed a theme over the last 2 years, every year. Now for 2022, and maybe it's just a personal thing, I noticed the more attention that I pay, the more that it's happening. And to me, 2022 seems to be the year of revealing, if you will, what's beneath the sheep's clothing. Whether it's somebody that is a personal person that you know, it could be a job, it could be countrywide, no matter what it is. I think, you know, when you get into the word apocalypse and we look at the word and people think, oh my God, the world's ending. No, it's not. But what happens is, right, part of apocalypse is it reveals what was once hidden. And with that, once you take that lid off and you show the truth, right, it's really the death of the old way because you can't go back to the way it was. I guess you could choose to, but then you're moving forward in a new way, a new direction, if you will. And there's changes made in your life with that. And that's what I'm really seeing this year. And we are really seeing people for what they are. And again, with no judgment, but it's amazing. It's like somebody's just unzipping the zipper and you're seeing
like
what's
an
under.
Awakening, do you think?
A type of awakening people? But also those I'm finding too that have claimed to be maybe who they are. And it's with no judgment. And I'm just going to use with what I'm familiar, say somebody that says they're deeply connected with spirit. And then you're finding, not everybody, some people are really getting, their gifts are coming in humongously with this as well, but there's others that maybe they're not quite as connected as maybe we thought they were, or there's other motives behind why they're doing what they're doing. But it's not just the spirituality field. This is everywhere I'm seeing this. So I think it's a good thing.
I think it's a great thing.
And so it's sort of like apocalypses, the changing of the old guard.
Yes.
The realization that maybe what you think reality is, there's something different that's really actually going on. That's sort of good. Okay, Kathy Bilski, what's up?
Oh, dang. I have to say I agree with all of you. I mean, we're on the same wavelength and we do the same thing, but we just have different methods to do them. All right. I am here to quantum leap the world into enlightenment, and that's been my focus for 30 years. That's why I do the events. And over the years, I've learned just by calling down that divine energy can shift somebody and do it more easily than a one-on-one. And you can also affect a much larger group that way. So when we do the energy work and we're calling down this divine energy on people, what it is doing is allowing that person who's ready to tip to reconnect to spirit. Okay. And the more you do it, the more people are awakening. So again, what we are seeing is people reconnecting to the creator, doing all these protests all over the world in love and the right way. And it's spreading out. I mean, when you have an abundance of food and you can now go, you know, like the truckers are, and it's like, you know, we're feeding everybody. Now we're going outside the city to see who we can help. I mean, our governments don't do that. Doesn't matter where we live. They don't do that. So these people are freaking amazing. But that's what I'm here for. I'm here to help the world go into divine enlightenment. And on the sideline, I have a little rock shop that supports me. I do shamanic work, you know, the soul retrievals and cutting curses. Now that's an open field. Ladies, but there's not a lot of competition with that either, is there?
But there's somebody for everybody, right? Like we work with the people we're meant to. Sometimes it's one-to-one. Your work is meant to be working with larger groups, right? So
I do it both. But I say that in humor, you know, and that's what I say. It's like, you know, it's it's an open field. There's mm-hmm. not a lot of competition coming my way. You know, I also have the largest crystal in Hawaii, and I'm sure.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Before I came down here, God just kind of put it in my face. And then on my God contract, kind of slipped in curse removal, energy balancing, and soul retrieval. You know, God does that. Who mm-hmm. reads the fine print on the God contract?
I just said that the other day. I should have read the fine print. Sorry, Michelle, you were going to say something. I saw that.
No, I'm just listening. I completely agree. I think we all work on different levels. Sometimes not just with people. I mean, Amelia mm-hmm. and I can go in and do a mass clearing just over an entire area and just bring them up. I also one day a week will work with a friend of mine who spends half of his time living in France and half of his time living in Texas. And it's all energy work, but it's planetary. And I work mm-hmm. with another elderly man doing the same thing. It's planetary. It's working with ley lines, energy spots. It's putting those vibrations we were talking about and all these wonderful thoughts into the collective. So that's when people are tapping in and it's all of this beautiful stuff just pouring down on people.
I look at it like an orchestra.
Hold on a second there.
You just like that guy. There. Like that
he
guy.
Said, hey, you need to look behind the curtain, right? And that's in the Wizard of Oz. There's something else that's going on. That's what he's sort mm-hmm. of whispering to my ear. And I think a lot of people there sort of live in their bubble of the reality that they don't look out past what they're involved in. They sort of get very... closed
if
in
they're not created connected to the creator, they're not going to see above mm-hmm. and that's what we are for. The awakened ones are to help those that are not awakened. And like I tried to say before, I look at everybody, if everybody does their job and what they're here for, we're like an orchestra, and then everything is harmonious and it all fits together like keys. Mm-hmm. You know, we all have the keys. And we're coming together. That's enlightenment.
That's exactly it. I was told years and years ago that a time would come where light workers would just seem to find one another and they would work in unison mm-hmm. to heal.
It's happening. Mm-hmm.
Right? To heal
yes.
everything here. It is. It is. Mm-hmm. And it's true. I have met, especially, it's funny enough, in the last probably 3 years, especially, I have met an upteen amount of people mm-hmm. who do nothing but energy work. Mm-hmm. And some of them, they've come to me because they ran into trouble with darker mm-hmm. things latching on. And I'm thinking, well, of course you're going to get resistance of some mm-hmm. sort, right? And that's how they came into my circle. And it's just been like a loving union of amazing, amazing gifted people from many different levels.
Mm-hmm. See, this comes into an interesting thought, and just my thought anyways, is that when it came into religion, right, because the Catholic Church basically railroaded everything throughout there, but Chinese dealt with chi, energy. Yes. Indians dealt with the seven chakras and stuff like that. Energy, right? That's Asian European mysticism. Then you have Norse dealing with if you go into the old gods, their energy and stuff like that. But what we got from England, the Queen and their royal family that brought stuff over along with the Catholic Church was that all that stuff is gone except believe our energy. The rest of those energies are wrong. And even down in South America, they believe in energy and pushing power and dreams and stuff like that. Energy, and even in the part of the science is that, hey, people can't produce energy, but we are electrical beings. Our bodies work on a very bioelectric energy. That's how your brain works, right? And so that's the thing, though, is that people don't understand, or maybe people or some people are starting to misunderstand, and even going with the light workers of that, is that touch, feeling, energy, transference, this stuff can all be beneficial, but in the religious part thereof, I'll say with the Christianity part, is that that's no good unless you believe in our energy. How do you think about those things there? Go around the circle.
Well, there's a lot of deep roots when you get into religion, right down to Saturn worshiping and what the sun is and who the sun is, that sort of thing. It's probably a multitude of shows to get down to the root of it. So
I'll just go in there. One thing there, just before you keep on going there, the sun provides vitamin D, which is very important to people.
Very important for humans.
Indeed. Yeah. Sun worshiping in many ways. No, absolutely. I think when it comes to the fact, people need to realize we are energy. If we could look beyond the physical, we would see we really are all the same. We are beings of energy, having a human experience on a human journey. Some people F it up, seriously, and they're just bad at it. And other people are really amazing, and they're there to unify, not divide. I think, and guys, I'm sorry, I'm just going to say it because I you know, I grew up Catholic, but I do believe that in some cases, religion can divide you. I believe that it's a man-made institution, and the word that is out there, not that it's not out there, but I think it's how it's delivered and how it's received is the problem. I'll just leave that right there.
Okay, I'm going to pick up from that too.
I totally agree with you on that there part. Is that I'm not totally thinking, I grew up very religious. I was baptized in Roman Catholic, Pentecostal, United Church. Right. My mom covered us over almost everything there. And I was baptized in the Holy Spirit as well when I was 16. And the thing is, it was that there's a part there is that there's a difference between, this is my thoughts, and this is another thing to just throw in the pot and delicious recipe. I think spirituality and religion are two separate things.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Yes, it's like living it or hanging with the fan club is two different things right there.
I'm going to pick up right where you left off, Michelle. Yes, I was raised Roman Catholic, forced to go to church every Sunday, forced to go to Catholic school for most of my education. I no longer identify with a religion. I agree 100% with what you're saying, but I'm going to add a little bit more with the fact that some people need it. And again, I always say it's not my job to judge. And I don't think anybody's judging here. We're just having a discussion. But
it doesn't work for us. It doesn't mean that's how it is for everybody.
Right. Just like it may work for other people. Right. But it is man-made. And I think that when we look from a bigger picture, right, like Kathy had mentioned, being connected to source and what have you, or even when we get into energy, and I've studied near-death experiences as a nurse for 40 years. I just did a podcast on this last night wearing my nurse's hat. And, you know, I've met so many people, patients, people personally, and, you know, everybody comes back pretty well. You could do a whole show on that alone. But, there's people, you know, when people come back, they come back completely changed. And a lot of people access a lot of different gifts that they've never had. And I'm going to pull out Dr. Eben Alexander, for example, man that was an atheist, neurosurgeon, ended up with, speaking quickly, meningitis in a coma and flatlined many times. So he's clinically dead. He has now quit being a doctor, has written books about his experience, receives a lot of flack for what he's talking about. But it was a friend of mine that tried to explain it. And they said, there's not really any word in the human language when you said that we're all part of one, we are. Mm-hmm. And she said, it's almost like a love soup. You throw in all these different ingredients, you mix it up. There's many different flavors. It's made one thing and it's contributed to this amazing dish, if you will, while we're on the delicious recipe. But you can't separate the ingredients. You can't pull them apart, right? It's all, they're all part of one. And I thought it was such a great analogy to explain
that's like
this.
That's like the manna that fell from heaven, right? That was the whole thing. That was like the essence of something that was life-sustaining energy that gave you sustenance in the physical world.
I want to give a shout out to the people in the chat. Sorry, I want to say hi to Stone Hobbit we got here. We also have Jeannie Spencer from the UK. Hi, we've got Kathy Lamport. I joined late, but I'm here. So hello from Wasaga Beach. She says, hi, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Sorry.
Go ahead, I see Kathy. All these familiar faces.
Go ahead, Kathy. Sorry.
Recovering Catholic.
That's a term I use. I'm just behaving. I'm glad you said it.
But, you know, We are an awakened spiritual being, and to me, religion has a lot of rules, and a lot of people have limited belief systems because of those rules. And when you awaken and become a spiritual being again, all that goes, because you know you can do anything. Yes. You know, you are no longer limited. Mm-hmm. And that's my view right there.
See, this comes into interesting things there, because in my family, my grandmother was Cree, my grandfather was Ukrainian, then I have more Ukrainians on the other side there, but going with religion, but my family, I have a Mormons, I have Jehovah's Witnesses, mm-hmm. I got Catholics, yep. One of my mom's uncles there is a Roman Catholic bishop, right? So mm-hmm. that's how everything all came in there, but I noticed with my cousins there is that as they grew up and they got into a part, some of them, not all of them, but they got into their teen years and left home, that they started seeing the bigger picture when they had to go out and work and heard other things, that they sort of went, they were so, they couldn't have birthdays, Christmas was never there, stuff like that. And they're like, why am I being restricted? And this goes into the part that you said there, Kathy, is that religion has rules, right? That actually stops you from freedom. And that this almost comes full circle to what we started at the beginning.
Since
your freedoms, right? And the thing is, though, is that I've noticed, I'm going to be 52 this year. I've noticed in my 52 years, restrictions and freedoms become more and more and more of a thing. And I don't think religion should be a restriction. It should be a sharing of mm-hmm. togetherness and love, I guess you would say, whatever type of love, there's whatever they wanted to classify, the agape love, physical love, mm-hmm. energy love, everything like that. And that's the whole thing that I think that people are missing. And people get so stringent and stuck and tight into their views, they don't want to let go of what they have on, even though they're holding on to something that is maybe negative towards themselves.
Because everything else is scary, Del. That's scary for some people to step outside the box.
That's
and
right.
If they're not connected, it's not going to happen.
Right.
Yeah. You know, they can't see because they mm-hmm. literally cannot see.
Yeah. My problem and go ahead, Kathy.
Yeah, we're all, you know, recovering Catholics, but let's just talk about the priests and all the cover-ups and all the, you know, I'm sorry, but men wearing dresses. Okay. All right.
Seen Spartacus in a dress. I like that.
If they look like that, I would just say hubba hubba, but they're full, you know, gowns. God, you know?
Yeah. Hey, you know what? They just didn't know how to sew. You know what? Just put a sheet over top of yourself there.
Toga.
I think it's the ideology of like the belief system, for example, spirits I've had to cross over mm-hmm. have opted to stay here because of hardcore religion. Their belief system had, you know, the fear of God put into them. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife. Oh, I did that. I'm, you know, you're going to go to hell. No, I think I'd rather stay here. Thanks. You know, it's things like that. Like they won't move over. Or how many suicides stay back because they've been taught you don't have the right to take your own life. You're going to go to hell.
They go to limbo, don't they? Don't they go to limbo? But limbo's disappeared. I'm sorry. I can't keep up with this.
Well, the new word is that
even holds you back in spirit, not just here.
Well, the new part there is that I've been seeing there that people have been talking about is that Earth right here, this is purgatory or hell. This is where you've been sent to, and this is
a prison planet.
Right, and this is the part that's sort of interesting. There is that before Earth was the paradise, right? Garden of Eden, you went out, and then everything like that. That goes through the religious part about it. But there's been in the last 10, 15 years, people talking about that we're actually in purgatory or hell right now. And this is the part of the learning part to break yourself forward and flower and go forth and that you go to something better. And this is a part that cults even talk about too as well. And then you have to worry about It gets very, very deeply entrenched in what religious theology and the way that things are.
I have a different view.
This is one thing. This is what I said. I've told Laura Lee this many times. There is that spirituality does not cost you a cent. And any religion that asks you to pay 10% of your daily earnings or is not a religion that you should be involved in.
I was just going to add one thing. I have a different view on it, and it's just my own, but I believe it's come from spirit as well. As the problem I have with religion is many people, well, I've mostly been exposed to Catholicism, where it's the very well-dressed with lots of money that sit at their favorite pews in the church, and they hand over all their money, and they're holier than thou. Not everybody. But the minute we step out, we forget what we've done at church, right? And then we're better than that group over there because they don't follow our views, and God's going to send you to hell or whatever. What Spirit shared with me is that, yes, Earth is one of the most difficult places to come. And there are so many souls that are vying to come here because the amount of growth our souls can achieve here. Whether we screw it up or not, there's still some growth and something to be learned, okay? So it's a gift to be here. And we are here not by accident. Every one of us is here for a reason. We just didn't get thrown down here and like, oops, you're in the wrong place. But I think that I really kind of like to look at that because if you think about it, we come in with spiritual amnesia. We don't remember our previous lives if you believe in going on forever. And I do. I think we go on forever. We come in these heavy, clumsy bodies that are so fragile compared to what we can do as a soul, if you want, or energy.
And there you go. Energy is never created or destroyed.
Exactly.
That's right.
It can be transferred from one place to another. But I truly believe, and I believe these ladies will agree, we go on forever. This is just one lifetime. I could be wrong, but I don't know that. And I've got some of this from spirit. And I do believe it because, yeah, we can learn a lot here. I'm still learning. I just said this to someone today. I'm always going to be a work in progress. Some of this says they've done all their healing and all their work and they're ready. Like they've done everything.
There is some of that.
No.
You have to learn something new every single day.
Let me ask you ladies, let ask everybody. I mean, for me, no matter, I know life is crazy out there and I give it a lot of attention, but I have a very nice life.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Awesome. I mean, So but their perspective.
You make it that way though, right?
It depends where you're at. Okay. Mm-hmm. If you're an awakened spiritual being, you're living in accordance and spirit will be very nice to you, right. You know, and you do have, you know, they take care of you. And the people that are saying, oh my God, it's doom and gloom. That is where they're at. That is where they're conscious. And that is what they're seeing.
This comes into a part here. There,
you get back what you put out. Sorry, Dale.
Okay, sorry. Mm-hmm. It says this gets into a part here that we watched over the past few years. And Kathy, you're right. It says you get what you put out there. And when you look at people like these BLM, Antifa, just even people like that are so negative, like, look at my past. This is why I'm in the situation I'm here. Is that, you know what? You have every right to go and transfer yourself and become a better person and go somewhere else and make things better. You don't have to go and live in the past of something that happened, not to you, but to generations before you, and keep that as a backpack on you. And this is what I'm seeing this a lot with a lot of the colleges and universities, and even people that are now teaching in public schools, and that is that they carry this backpack of something that never affected them, but they're holding on to this. It's like a monkey or a claw or a little demon or whatever you want to call. Not this guy. Hey, you're okay, buddy. But it's just something that they just hold on to this ideology of something that negativity, this energy of blackness that's in them, and they have to project it out to everybody else and believe me. And that's what I think you've seen this in this cancel culture. You're seeing it in the SJW movement. You're seeing it in all the rest of these radical things there that want to stop people from just accept, hey, make something better. One more thing I'm going to say is that I did this, it was last year in wintertime, was at the store, and this guy was with his girl, and they had the hood up on their car, freezing cold in the wintertime. And I'm there, I'm at the checkout, I'm watching people just walk by, and he's asking for a boost, asking for a boost. And everybody's like, hey, I'm not going to go in. You, it says, look at the clothes you're wearing. And I came out and I came to the guy and says, are you guys having problems there? My car was like at the other end of the parking lot. I drove my car back over, gave the guy a boost. The guy only had $20 in his pocket. He couldn't afford to get CIA to come there and give him a boost. I didn't CIA? Want any money. CAA. That was just AAA.
A little plug but anyways, for you there, CAA.
But I just like, hey, I don't want anything from you at all. It says, hey, go on, get a day. It's like his daughter was crying, like they're not going to be able to leave
forward,
and stuff like that.
Right?
And just help. Just
but
help.
What a lot, yeah, you're asking why. And, you know, you guys deal with energy. You've got ancestral energy. And I can give you a big example. I'm Polish. My name is Bilski. Bilski in Polish means carpenter. Mm-hmm. My two brothers are carpenters. Did they know what our family name meant? No.
Lesi in you in Polish and Ukrainian means hair.
And Padman means jug of wine. So I guess what am I coming from? A bunch of really bad big wine drinkers?
Winemakers.
Winemakers, vineyards. No, you know, yeah. I think a lot of it stems with forbidden knowledge. And when people, for example, think like you had mentioned the Garden of Eden, Del. And of course we think of the serpent and you know. The good word tells you that the devil infiltrated, and okay, it's a possibility, but you have to understand what serpent actually means. Even in ancient texts, it means knowledge. So they bit into the apple, they accepted knowledge, and that's a no-no to a degree, unless you're allowed to have it. It's fed right. to you. There's so much
forbidden
stuff.
Knowledge.
We are not allowed that term. To know, but they. There are people out there who know it all, and there are some who are never meant to know it. So,
Okay.
666. Oh, no. I'm sorry. It means knowledge.
Right. That's the part that gets into here now is that we're seeing even on the news, right? The 1% has the power that they don't want the rest of the lower peons to have any of that knowledge. And you've seen this power struggle going through
but
there.
Del, I think this is part of the awakening. And this is part of what I've been
very,
teaching.
Very, very good, Michelle.
We are very good, Del.
Thank you, Del.
We are so, we are capable of so much more than we've ever been led to believe. Michelle, you touched on even just some of the gifts that we possess that we don't know we have, that we don't even know how to control. Until you have an outburst of emotion and it happens, right? Then you think you're haunted. We are capable. I've been teaching people, stand in line with somebody in front of you, okay? And it may not happen right at first, but it's like a muscle, the more you use it. And this is all of this energy stuff we're talking about. And you stare right at the back of their neck right here, and you just say in your mind, turn around, turn around, turn around. As you stare at that spot, I guarantee you it's going to happen. And once you master it, you could do it anytime you want in line. And the person turns around, and they're like, somebody calling me? Right?
It's true. We're powerful beings.
Yeah,
and we don't know our true potential because we really are a species of people of with amnesia. It's the best way to put it. I always say we're a species with amnesia. And if we could tap into it, could you imagine?
That's true, but how much out there and how many people are doing dark magic? And putting overlays over the masses so they can't awaken.
100%.
That gets into the whole different part there of, when you deal with people that have nefarious actions involved.
And it's in plain view, most of the stuff people just don't know because they don't have the knowledge.
Right. It says that's the whole part about, it's not about being awoke, it's a part about being awareness. And that's the whole part about that. And it's about sitting down there and eating all the food at the table, whether you like it or not, and then making your own decision about, you have a wide variety of choices. That, like you said, Michelle, the knowledge that is there, you end up you've sampled everything, and now you can make your own informed decision. And I think that's where the part that a lot of people that are out there is that they just only want to eat chicken nuggets and fries. They don't want to sample the lemon meringue pie down the table, or the prunes over here, and or the just stuff, right? You have to
your steak your, Oscar. You, need,
that, you have to know that. Your true potential, and I think people don't realize that
exactly
there really is so much more. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. sometimes people don't want to do the work. Sometimes people don't know there's work to do. They're just happy coasting through their life.
Or how to.
And yeah, that's right. Where we come in, by doing the work.
Yes.
And the more work we do, the more people awaken. And it's all about being connected to the creator, not just being awakened. Mm-hmm. Becoming an awakened spiritual being.
It reminds me of the movie, and a lot of people in conspiracy theorists like to go and point to this, is the movie They Live, and it was with Roddy Piper. And all of a sudden, he goes into mm-hmm. this place mm-hmm. and glasses, and he puts on the glasses, and he looks around, and he goes,
it's true.
Well,
it's true. Yeah. What, my favorite.
What? Yeah. What's going on here? Oh,
no,
my gosh.
It's true.
I've been
it's
walking true. Around in a in this, mm-hmm. basically, I'm looking at a cartoon, all of a sudden, boom. There's aliens there. There's this is programming that's all been set up for me. Marketing and propaganda is a huge thing that is put out to the masses on scale. Like I never go above 100%. It's only at 100%. It's right case. There. It's right there.
They do, and then they put the movies out. Have you ever seen Grimm?
Yep.
I've not, and I mean, I'm watching it now, and I'm going, oh my God, shapeshifters!
He's
talking about seeing shapeshifters, just like we're just talking about the guy having the, you know, putting on the right. glasses, and go, you know, I really, really would love to see all these reptilians out there, no longer be able to hold their form, and people see them for what they are.
I think it's coming, Kathy. Like I said, the analogy spirit gave me was unzipping the sheep costume. You see what's underneath.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I understand with some of these beings, though, it's not so much that they're actually shape-shifting as, I mean, I would say some of them can. I think maybe it depends on maybe a level, but they can project themselves as to how they want you to see them, which makes it easier for people because now it becomes a mental thing. They're projecting an image to you, which you can in turn accept or push back, and then you see the true form.
Awesome. Oof. No, what we come to the end of our hour here.
It goes by too quick. We could talk about this all night.
Ladies. I know. So, part two. I've got about
part two.
One and a half minutes here to go here. So, Rochelle, just tell them what time you are. We got 30 seconds for you, 30 seconds, and then we'll cancel off here.
Okay, find me on the Outer Realm Wednesdays and Thursday nights. Tonight, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern, we've got a man named Brad Olson coming on who, all I can say is prepare to be mind-blowed, forbidden knowledge, esoteric, Illuminati, the whole nine yards. So
love it.
It's going to be a good show, yeah.
Oh, tune in. Lorelei? I'm going to have to tune in, I think. You can find me Monday nights here on UPRN as well, 10 p.m. Eastern with the Angel Rock. And thank you for having me. We got to have a part two, like Michelle said.
Yeah, awesome. Okay, Kathy.
Thank you for bringing me on. This was really fun. I've never done this before. Okay, I will be on tomorrow night from midnight to 1 p.m. It's the Quantum Leap Let Light Unite show. And we're going to do energy work, probably directed at Canada A and all the people that are doing the protesting all over the planet, and, you know, give them the energy they need to keep doing it.
Awesome. And I want to thank you all for listening out there in the ether and all around the world that are picking up this station. And I want to thank these three lovely ladies for joining me there. And of course, if they'd all be interested, we could do a part two there in a month or two, and we'll see how things are going. And thank you very much. The Delicious Recipe. Have a good night.
Have a good night, everyone.
Night.